From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that on December 4th, Greene County legislators voted to eliminate the residency requirement for the sheriff's office. While jobs are pitched among reasons to build a new jail in Coxsackie, the construction contracts were awarded out of the county, and now the sheriff will be allowed to hire officers for the jail from outside Greene County. There will be a public hearing on the local law at 6 p.m. December 11th at the legislature's Catskill Meeting Hall. Currently, the public officers law requires that uniformed officers of the sheriff's department and uniformed personnel of the county jail be residents of Greene County. Currently, Greene County has 17 correction officers. Greene County is building an 80-cell, 64-bed facility in Coxsackie, divided into three pods, a pod with 16 beds for female inmates, a pod with 32 beds for male inmates, and another pod with 16 beds for male inmates. The county predicts a July 2021 opening. The project is funded by a $39 million bond from Robert W. Baird and Company Incorporated at 2.49% interest and another $8.1 million of taxpayer money. The Greene County budget increases next year from $119 million to $122.35 million with a tax rate increase of 1.7%, with the Greene County jail the leading reason for the new spending. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Michael Williams reports for the Times Union that Rensselaer Mayor Richard Mooney won't meet with Mayor-elect Michael Stammel during the current transition period. In a December 4th press release, Stammel, a Republican, said he sent a letter November 14th to Mooney, a Democrat, asking to meet. Stammel's letter said, and I quote, "There has been no response to this letter," end quote. So Mooney responded with his own press release that did not say he was meeting with Stammel. And I quote, "Chairman Stammel has already met with my current city department heads, corporation council, and additional staff," end quote. But not Mooney. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Representative Antonio Delgado is eager to talk about anything other than impeachment, and on December 5th was talking to the House floor about stamping out Lyme disease with a postage stamp.
I rise today to call attention to an urgent issue in upstate New York. Lyme and tick-borne diseases are deeply prevalent in my district, New York 19, and across the country. I, along with fellow members of the bipartisan Lyme Disease Caucus, introduced legislation to supplement congressionally appropriated funding for research with the Stamp Out Lyme Disease Act. Our bill would create a postage stamp to raise awareness about the disease and directly support medical research to treat and cure tick-borne illnesses. I urge the House to take up this legislation and move us closer to a cure.
Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that voters in Coxsackie Athens Central School District get to hear about the proposed $3.77 million capital project at an informational meeting at 6:30 p.m. December 6 at Edward J. Arthur Elementary School. If approved, the state would pay 71% of the project, and local taxpayers would pay the balance with $175,000 from the Capital Reserve Fund and $3.6 million borrowed bond at 3% interest over 15 years. Taxpayers should expect an increase of 9 cents per $1,000 for 15 years. Work on the middle school roof, exterior lighting, and high school tennis courts are included in the project. The vote on the spending is from 1 to 9 p.m. December 17th at Coxsackie Elementary and Edward J. Arthur Elementary. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.